Desmond Borges, another TV actor, was never in the military. But he did step into the role of Edgar Quintero, an Iraq veteran with PTSD, in the FX television show You're the Worst. The show is a kind of screwball comedy, but there are moments when inner demons rise to the surface. One episode centers around Edgar's PTSD, which the other characters try their best to simply ignore. But Edgar's frustration boils over in a meeting at the VA, the Department of Veteran Affairs.
No, I'm not leaving. You're gonna help me. It's the only reason you exist, to help us. And no, it's not enough to be fed a one-size-fits-all cocktail of shut-up pills.
Oh, if we had shut-up pills, we would have prescribed them to you by now.
I sat down with actor Desmond Borges to talk about how he prepared for such a complicated role. First of all, it's great to have you in the studio.
Oh, thank you for having
me. It's great to have you in the studio. And what did you do to kind of get you into the space of playing a veteran with PTSD?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting space because without a doubt, first and foremost, you want to be as respectful to the situation and the topic at hand and tell it as truthfully as possible. So that's the first place where we started. I was a sponge and I was soaking it up wherever I could. If there was a vet that I met on the street, or that I found out through a circle of friends that they were a vet, if they would tell me their story, I would listen. I didn't really ask any questions. I didn't push any buttons. I didn't want to open any doors or any envelopes. I just wanted them to tell me their truth. And also, which was immensely, immensely key, Stephen invited a vet to come into the writer's room, and he told us his entire story. Multiple tours in Iraq, dealing with combat PTSD, the ups and downs, the roller coaster effects, you know, the ways he would try to supplement with the pills and the times he tried to go cold turkey off the pills and kind of what that was like emotionally and mentally for him. And then there was this one portion where he was like on such a good track. You can't fully get back to the person you were before, you know, the combat effects happen, but you try desperately to get as closely as you can because you're kind of leading this double life of remembering who you were before and struggling with who you are now and trying to make them meet in the middle. And the Dark Knight shooting that happened at the movie theater.
That's at least 14 dead, 50 injured after a lone gunman opens fire in a theater outside of Denver, Colorado in Aurora.
He heard about it on the news, and it freaked him out so much that he started carrying his service weapon on him again. This is the vet who was telling us his story, and this is the part that probably hit home with me the most. He didn't carry it because he wanted to inflict pain or harm on anyone. He wanted someone to see it on him and beat the hurt out of him.
Beat the hurt out of him.
I've never, in everything that I've read, I've never heard anyone actually vocalize it that way, and it affects me now, and it affected me then.
You're like in tears now.
Yeah, I just to think about a person that was affected that much, that felt like they didn't have help, and this was the only way that they could be helped. I mean, that's a really messed up situation for them to be in. So I've always had that in the back of my mind with Edgar, that maybe he was a person that wanted the hurt to be beat out of him.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, it wasn't until the episode dedicated to Edgar and how he's dealing with his PTSD, it was then that I was able to recall the interview that I had with him and just kind of, like, really infuse that into that episode.
In fact, none of Edgar's friends, these horrible people, the worst people ever, they don't really know. I mean, they're always kind of downplaying this, you know, the VA, the this. I mean, they're basically like, they don't take this serious at all. And, you know, the viewer understands how serious it is, although I think now after hearing you in tears talking about your preparation for the role, even more so. But why do you think the show kind of presents him in that way, in the sense that, you know, nobody else gets it?
I think it's a small example of our society as a whole. We send these young men and women off to do things that none of us are emotionally, physically, or mentally prepared to actually do. Then when they come back home and they have these issues, we throw them a party, we grill them a steak, we give them a beer, and we say, oh, great job. I'm so proud of you
the
for
flag.
Your
flag. We give him
yeah,
the flag.
Yeah, here you go. Your dedication, your courage, it's like no other. Thank you so much for protecting my freedom. And then the next day, we go about our regular life and we forget about these people. And, you know, the VA, for as great as it is understaffed and it is underfunded. And there's this whole grouping of subculture of people in America that they can't deal with all of them. So they put all of them in a box and they try to say, you know, this one size fits all cocktail should fit your problems. And if it doesn't, come back to us in a little bit and we'll alter it and give it back to you. So I think ultimately what we're doing with You're the Worst is Edgar is the straight man and everyone else around him is the buffoon.
Oh, I almost forgot. Give us your car booze.
Guys, I really have to get to my VA appointment.
Fine. But when you're done with this stupid thing, you're giving us a ride home.
And everyone else represents society in America, where if there's something that we don't like, that we're scared of, that we don't understand, or that we just don't want to face, we ignore it.
Like ridicule.
Well, I think ridicule is their way of dealing with it and an easier doorway for them to then ignore it.
Right. You dismiss it.
Right. You make a joke. You know, I mean, this happens in everyday real life. You know, you feel a little uncomfortable. You make an offbeat sort of joke about it. You hope everyone gets a laugh, and then you skirt out of the room or you skirt out of the situation, you know? And I feel like for them, that's kind of their mechanism and how they can handle it. And then they leave Edgar there fending for himself.
Desmond Borges, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
That was Desmond Borges, who plays Edgar Quintero on FX's You're the Worst, which is currently in its fourth season.